You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Aren't you glad, folks, that you have one show out there where reason and common sense prevail and the truth is told? We're going to let the truth be told again tonight for the next 3 hours, in fact. I'm James Edwards along with Keith Alexander. Welcome to tonight's live broadcast of TPC this Saturday evening, September 28th. We are knocking on October's door and fall can't get here quickly enough. We have another busy show for you tonight. I guess we say that every week, but it's true every week. This first hour, we're going to be offering our take on this week's biggest news stories, including the impeachment inquiry, border security, the United Nations Climate Summit, and so much more. But first, again, a show where common sense and reason and truth reign supreme. Isn't that a novel idea? I was telling Keith at lunch this week, you know, some of the things we were batting about ideas on what to cover, what we're going to be talking about. And I said that my daughter is reading Laura Ingalls Wilder, Little House on the Prairie series. And my wife told me just a few days ago that those books have been basically delisted or deplatformed or
burned, in effect.
Basically the modern-day book burning, except used to they burn subversive books. I think now they just burn anything that's actually healthy. But anyway, I think there was a passage in one of the books which read, when talking about the plains, that there were no people there, only Indians. And they talked about how hateful and racist and bigoted and backwards that was, how, you know, as if they were saying Indians weren't people or whatever, you know. But the passage was, there are no people here, only Indians. And so that's enough to get that historically good series basically on the naughty list. And, you know, people could shut down complaints like that so fast and so quickly. All of this, you know, what we did to the supposed indigenous populations here. We talk about it a lot anytime a story of you know, that touches on the significance of that question is brought up. We say you end that very quickly. You just say that we did to the Indians what they certainly did to each other, but we did it more efficiently and a little bit better. But all of these Indian tribes constantly warred with one another. They constantly were in competition for land and resources. And so, yes, when we arrived, we engaged in that conflict as well. But they did it, and they did it, and they took slaves. They made slaves of one another. They made, you know, they raped one another. They genocided one another. I mean, completely wiped out entire Indian tribes.
The mound builders.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the mound builders were wiped out by the racist, genocidal Cherokee, I believe.
And Chickasaws.
And I'll tell you one thing that the Indians didn't do, Keith, when they would go to war with one another, they didn't make reservations for each other. You know, think of the huge swaths of land that the American government has ceded to, still to this day, various Indian tribes, not to mention the casinos and everything else, but these reservations where their languages, their culture, their religious practices can remain undisturbed.
And they basically live as wards of the state. They don't have to work. They don't have to earn money.
And these Indian reservations are basically outside of the law of America, for all intents and purposes. You know, so they have their own little fiefdoms as well. But I was...
Apparently they want the best of both worlds. So I understand now they're pressing for having voting members in Congress for the tribes.
Always got to get you adjusted at the start of every show. But, well, that's right. So they've got their own land where they're basically outside of the law of, you know, American jurisprudence, even though they are, of course, located within the states.
Best of both worlds. They want to be outside of our culture when it comes to anything punitive from the government, but within the government for the purpose of, you know, seeking goodies for themselves from the federal government.
And so I there was a show on, we were flipping through the other night. Kevin Costner stars in this show called Yellowstone, and it's a new TV drama, and there's this Indian woman in it, young woman, and she's a teacher at a college in the show, and I was just flipping through it and heard her talking about how evil Columbus was and so on and so forth. Now, that's to be expected, of course, but, you know, this is, completely, you know, what did Columbus do that they weren't doing? Nothing. But anyway, there was another show last night on the History Channel. I thought it was the History Channel, not the Science Fiction Channel. Well, this was on the History Channel. Now, on the History Channel, you don't get very much factual history. This isn't the IHR we're talking about here. On the History Channel, basically, it's devolved into nothing more than World War II shows and shows about lumberjacks and gold miners and UFOs. And last night they were on the UFO thing, and they were talking about how aliens had come down to bestow upon the Mayans, you know, all of this advanced civilization. I was thinking,
we've heard about fake news, now we have fake history.
So the aliens were coming down and giving the Mayans all of their wisdom. And I was thinking, well, they didn't tell them about clothing other than headdresses, you know, feather headdresses and loincloths, but they were supposedly driving these spaceships around and doing all of this and teaching them these things. But then they saw the white, I swear to God, this is what it was on the History Channel last night. The whites came over and the aliens were so disgusted by our racism, they never revisited the planet. That's why they left.
They said, there goes the neighborhood when the white people moved in.
So that's what's going on TV. But you know, of course, this lunacy, we're talking about reason and common sense in an age of deceit and lies. And now you have even, you know, federal law enforcement agencies. We talked about this a week or two ago, maybe last week. You know, the FBI now is claiming so-called white nationalism, whatever that is the greatest domestic terror threat that we have now in the United States. We tried to count all of the white people who behaved badly and committed. You know, again, I'm not trying to...
I had an article by Ann Coulter this week about... I had a pictorial... I guess you'd call it melange or something, of all of the mass murderers over the past year, and it was overwhelmingly non-white. This is, you know, straight from law enforcement.
Well,
but,
right.
Of course, you know, don't let the facts get in the way of a good fable. White nationalists, who I assume must be white, seem to be in a distinct minority position when it comes to numbers and representation in the list of mass murderers in America in the last year.
And there you go. So that's what we're talking about. So now it's even gotten into law enforcement. Now, granted, this show, we have never advocated violence. We've never, of course, committed any crimes. And we don't encourage anyone else to take the law into their own hands either. And so these people who do commit these murders, you know, I'm all for the death penalty. But you're talking about a handful, literally no more than a handful of young white men over the course of the last couple of decades that have engaged in this sort of treachery. But now, though, the FBI is saying, well, this guy that shot up the Walmart, you know, he said something about border security. So now anybody who believes we need to secure the border, they're likely, you know, they could very possibly be a terrorist if you think about it. And so this is it. This is lunacy. But thankfully, you have your one oasis. You have us.
In the desert of liberalism.
Of American media, yes. And we're getting started tonight. And we're just getting started. So when we come back, that opening salvo now having been fired, we are going to get into the current news of the week. And Keith Alexander is going to provide the treatment for that. He's got a lot to say. We'll start with the impeachment inquiry. Stay tuned.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get kosher certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying shh? Let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, so a lot of interesting things going on now, and I tell you this, and it's true, as I have a never-ending, it's like this never-ending heat. I don't think fall is ever going to break. The never-ending summer. What was it, 115 degrees
Endless
here today?
Summer. I believe that was a
Beach Boys.
Beach Boy album.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've got an endless cold, adding a little gravel to my voice. But as I was telling you...
James is the only man I know that suffers from hot flashes.
Keith and I were having lunch going over this week's show, and if we could bottle up and actually record the way we get into it when we're planning the agenda, it's usually better than the show itself, just what we do when we're off the cuff. But I mean, we're off the cuff here too. We just have
and off the chain too
talking points, say talk about this, talk about that, you know, we don't operate off a script. But anyway, Keith was on fire as I was asking him his insights on this impeachment inquiry that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have put on the president. And he's going to break it down right now. So, Keith, what's going on out there? Make sense of it for us if you can.
Okay, one phrase very quickly. Ipso facto, or excuse me, quid pro quo. That's it. Quid pro quo. That's what the left is going to have to prove to have any semblance of a crime from what has been revealed in the tape of Trump's conversation with the president of the Ukraine.
All right, what are they alleging Trump did that warrants impeachment?
They're saying that he said
this week,
if you don't reopen your investigation into the company that Joe Biden's son was working for, then we're going to withhold military aid to your nation.
Okay, so they're saying that's an impeachable offense.
Right. And the problem is, we all used to be fairly clear about what an impeachable offense was, high crimes and misdemeanors. Both of those are violations of the criminal law.
Well, we were joking about that today. We get the high crimes part, like treason, but what about misdemeanors? You going to impeach him for jaywalking?
Yeah, I guess you could. Well, the thing is also, there's been an explosion in the law since the Constitution was written.
And, of course, this all comes from an English tradition, and I think high crimes and misdemeanors may have meant something in that context and the way we interpret it now, or at least the misdemeanor part.
Right, but they don't know that history, and they don't care about that history, at least the Democrats in Congress. They just want to go ahead And there was an article.
Oh, yeah, anything goes in term with regard to the law now.
Well, there was an editorial in the New York Times this week saying that to be grounds for impeachment, a certain act or failure to act does not have to rise to the status of a criminal violation, a violation of criminal law. So basically, if you dislike the president enough, just because you don't like his style, for example, maybe he doesn't wear the right clothes or something, maybe he has a wrong hairdo, maybe he is not discreet enough for your taste in his speech.
Or he's a white supremacist terror leader for saying that we need to have border security.
Right. All of that type of stuff filters in. Then you can impeach him in the eyes of the left. Furthermore, the left is banking on the fact that we've had such a proliferation of new crimes over the past 50 to 60 years. For example, when I was a kid, it was totally all right and commonplace for a person, if they had a car with a license plate on it that got wrecked or became disabled, to take that license plate and put it on a car they owned that was running. Well, that is now a Class E felony, okay, that you can go to jail for from 1 to 8 years for. So just think about that. That's, you know, we have the legislature has been busy as a pair of beavers over the past 50 years in criminalizing all sorts of conduct that traditionally people have not considered to be criminal or crimes. So they could hang their hats on some of those things, particularly process crimes, like the one that they got Martha Stewart on, lying to an investigator, even when the investigator is a nosy so-and-so and shouldn't be talking. You just have to be able to have the gumption to tell them, I'm not talking unless I have my attorney present. Trump has trouble doing that because he likes to be his own man, doesn't want to be depending on anyone else. But they're going after him basically because they dislike him intensely. And Trump's not trying to gain admission to their country club. He's trying to fulfill his duties to the highest position in the land to which he was duly elected.
Politically speaking, it's most likely not going to go anywhere. It may pass the House that the Democrats control. The Republicans own the Senate, and it's got to get two-thirds. So you'd have to have a lot of Republicans going over to get to that majority.
I really think there's more of a chance of it happening than most people think. And the reason is there are all sorts of swamp creatures and so-called rhinos in the Republican Party. Exhibit one would be Mitt Romney. I guarantee you he would vote to impeach Donald Trump in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about
that.
And
there are other people like that that were kind of statist,
you'd have to get about 25. You'd have to get about 25 Republicans to do it.
Well,
to get two-thirds in the Senate.
Two-thirds, you have 100. That'd be 67 votes. That'd be 17 or 16 votes.
Yeah, you're
or
right.
Something
you're
like
right.
This,
I was
more
thinking three-fourths.
Yeah. It's not three-quarters. It's two-thirds.
Yeah, two-thirds. You're right. No, good point. Good point. Well, we'll see. I still think it's unlikely, but we'll see. But what we do know, and Pat Buchanan wrote a great column this week about it, and he put it that Joe Biden is impeachment's first casualty, that this could be the thing that tears down Joe Biden. And your take on that was this is a twofer for the Democrats who want to remove the old white guy, the moderate, to make way for this hip, you know, left-wing.
Yeah, these groovy squad members like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And
well, it'll pave the way for Elizabeth Warren is what it'll do in the Democratic primary.
Well, her or Kamala Harris.
Well,
or
Kamala's about to pack it in, actually. But now, I think Elizabeth Warren has leapfrogged Biden in most polls now, if you put stock in that kind of thing. And I think if they can take Biden out and go for Trump, they
want is a non-male. That's why, for example, Justin Trudeau was fair game.
Well, that's why he's a non-male. But
the thing is, he's a male and he's white. So consequently,
a new male, as they put it.
Well, even if he's a new male, he's still a white male, and they can use blackmail.
Well, now, very quickly, Keith, tell us what Joe Biden did it was a brag. It wasn't just that he admitted it. He was bragging about what?
He's bragging that he withheld foreign aid from the United States to Ukraine until they fired the prosecutor who initiated the initial investigation into his son's dealings with this Ukrainian company.
This was while he was the vice president of the United States, no less. So what they, in a roundabout way, and for all intents and purposes, what they are alleging Trump may have done.
With a wink and a nod is what Joe Biden said he did in no uncertain terms.
So where's his impeachment?
Well, of course, that doesn't matter. You know, don't pay any attention to that. You know, that's yesterday's news. And Joe Biden, well, what they'll do possibly is say, well, Joe, because this issue has come up, we're going to have to pull the rug out from under you, and you can't run. You need to just come in here and say, I'm a casualty of Trump's mendacity, but I can't run now. But let's all get behind our Democratic candidate. And in the meantime, we're going to try to impeach this guy so that we don't even have to bother with beating him in the election.
And don't think that they can't plan these things out so far in advance that it makes it look as authentic when the plan rolls forward. But no. Anyway, Buchanan writes, one wonders, do Democrats blinded by hatred of Trump ever wonder how that 40% of the nation that sees him as, the man who is standing in for their hopes, rather than beat him at the ballot box, they remove him in this way, what this will do for the Republican base. We have a caller we're going to get to in the next segment. Buchanan answers the question, what did Joe Biden do by his own admission? Indeed, his boast as vice president, he ordered then Ukrainian president to either fire the prosecutor who was investigating the company that hired Hunter Biden for $50,000 a month or forego $1 billion in U.S. loan that was guaranteed. Okay, so there you go. That sets the table. We'll get to Chris and much more on this and the U.N. summit on climate change, so-called.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A top Trump administration official has been ordered by House Democrats to turn over documents linked to President Trump and his July call to the leader of Ukraine by October 4th. The chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee said that Democrats felt they had no choice but to step up their efforts and issue the subpoena for Secretary of State Pompeo because the administration ignored their previous inquiries.
The subpoena is the last thing you should do, and we only did it because they turned a blind eye to whatever we asked for. We asked for information, we asked for documents, and we were stonewalled.
Meanwhile, Kurt Volker, the president's special envoy to Ukraine, has stepped down ahead of an appearance on Capitol Hill next week. The decision follows disclosures that Volker had connected Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani with Ukrainian officials as he was trying to persuade them to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Facebook is cleaning house, USA's John Hunt reports.
Facebook announced it suspended tens of thousands of apps made by about 400 developers as part of the investigation following the Cambridge Analytica scandal. The announcement came the same day as unsealed legal documents in Massachusetts disclosed that Facebook had suspended 69,000 other apps. In the vast majority of these cases, however, the suspensions came not after any kind of serious investigation, but because app developers had failed to respond to email information requests. Starting in March of 2018, Facebook began looking into the apps that have access to users' data. The probe came after revelations that the data mining firm Cambridge Analytica used ill-gotten data from millions of Facebook users through the app, then used the data to try to influence U.S. elections. Facebook said its app investigation is ongoing, and it has currently looked at over 1 million apps so far.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, as we continue to talk about the Trump impeachment inquiry, we will later this hour be talking about Greta Thunberg, I believe is her name.
Greta Thunberg.
All right.
Thunderbird.
the UN climate summit. But first, let's get to Chris, our caller, who's been waiting patiently. Chris, how can we serve you tonight?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. The older gentleman who said that it might be a possibility that President Trump may be impeached in the Senate, I'm kind of like I want to concur with him, and this is my reason for that. I believe that whatever articles of impeachment they do come up with, all they need is one, of course. But here's the thing. I think that a lot of times, because of the silence of the Republicans, mainly the rhinos and such like that, here's my thinking. Donald Trump, he likes to primary people that disagree with him. And I'm not sure, or for lack of a better term, it may be that Republicans may not want to be primaried if they come out against him. So if they do, meaning the Senate, and vote for his impeachment, that would be one way that they could do their damage the best. And I'm gonna hang up the phone and listen to your comments.
Well, thank you for the great call and the thoughtful and thought-provoking comment. So, Keith, your answer to the gentleman.
Yeah, I think there are a lot more worms in the woodwork in the Republican positions in the Senate, not to mention the House of Representatives, than we really would like to acknowledge. There are, you know, I think the Senate is replete with Republican senators that secretly or not so secretly dislike Trump. And with the right circumstances, if they think that it's going to be a done deal, like rats, they'll jump off the sinking ship and go ahead and put the nail in the coffin for Trump. If that happens, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, there are a lot of people that are saying, well, then we'll have a revolution. Well, it reminds me of the old saying, when all is said and done, more will be said than done. I guarantee you, if they'll acquiesce to having their guns confiscated, things like this, they'll acquiesce to the impeachment of Trump as well. So this is something that we really need to take more seriously than a lot of conservative commentators or so-called conservative commentators throughout the nation are taking it. It's something that we really need to look at, and we need to batten down the hatches and get ready for a real Donnybrook on this, because that's what the left has in mind. I heard Bill O'Reilly on Glenn Beck earlier this week say, this is unprecedented. What's happening to Trump is unprecedented. Duh, wake up, Bill. What was Watergate? Watergate was the first use of this template of making a duly elected president walk the plank, and it worked. And it worked so well that they think it can't lose. Well, the difference is that Trump is not as chicken as Richard Nixon was. He doesn't worry about losing his pension. He doesn't worry about things like that. I think he'll go down swinging. He's not going to meekly allow himself to leave office the way that Nixon did.
Let's talk about that very quickly. First of all, again, I don't think this is impeachable under any reasonable standard of measurement, that he may or may not have asked the Russian president to reopen an investigation.
But then that would go to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ukrainian. I don't think it is at all, even if he did it. But let's talk about, and I don't think Nixon, by the way, should have been impeached for that. I think that's small.
Nixon did something a little bit more. He was an accessory.
I'm not saying I liked Nixon or that Nixon was good for our people, but what I'm saying is, compared to all of these illegal wars where America just blows the hell out of all of these countries for no reason. I mean, well, we know what it is, subservience to Israel. Actually, if you wanted to impeach Trump, impeach him for his subservience to a foreign power, the state of Israel.
Not Ukraine, but the state of Israel. That's exactly
you could do
right.
That. Yeah. But let's
all of that, it's certainly more worthy of meeting the litmus for an impeachable offense than what we're talking about with Nixon and Trump.
But now, nobody really knows what the litmus test is for what is an impeachable offense. And go ahead.
It just seems to me that there's more snakes in the barrel in both sides of, in House and in Congress that he may be aware of.
I think you're right, and I do. I also think that it's. Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, the because of their silence, because of the way that they handle business, and you always hear it, whether fake news or news, that those the Republican side of the House, in the Senate, those people are always saying things about how they are disgusted with Donald Trump. And if they have the chance, and you're hearing it from me, if they have the chance, and they think that they can get away with it, they're going to do it.
Well, you see how they lionized Bernstein, Woodward, after Watergate.
Oh, this is the path. This is the primrose path. This is the path. The riches untold.
Yeah, this is the Full Employment Act for journalists and also politicians. If it comes through, Howard Baker. Basically lived on the fumes of his one question in the Watergate hearings. What did the president know and when did he know it?
Well, Keith, very quickly, because we're coming up on another break. Thank you again, Chris, for the call, because you really got us going here. Let's talk, Keith, 60 seconds. 60 seconds. The history of presidential impeachments. It's happened three other times in American history, four if you count Trump, or what may happen with Trump. Give us 60 seconds.
Okay, Andrew Johnson
three.
Of Tennessee, the first one. He was a successor to Abraham Lincoln. His impeachable offense was supposedly firing Edwin Stanton as, I believe, Secretary of State. Edwin Stanton was a rabid radical Republican. And the president obviously has the right to fire members of his own cabinet, which is what he was. But they took it seriously, and it got down to one vote.
He lived through it. He didn't get impeached.
And then Nixon, they were coming on strong, and he decided to run up the white flag on Watergate because he didn't help plan Watergate, but he helped try to cover it up after it happened. And then you have Bill Clinton and his Monica Lewinsky affair.
And I don't even know, would you consider that to be impeachable?
Well, it's certainly, the one area in which there's been significant decriminalization of what was criminal in the past has been sexual relations. So probably at the time that he did it, as long as it was between consenting adults, it probably wasn't a criminal violation. Now, what is happening?
Because no other elected official has ever had an affair.
Oh, yeah, of course not. But then on the other hand, let's think about this. Let's say that they do find him subject to impeachment in the U.S. Senate. They have the trial and they've come down guilty. That would be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Do you think you can control or you think you can depend upon the conservative bona fides of the so-called conservatives on that Supreme Court? Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, John Roberts. You think that they're going to vote? I guarantee you, at every cocktail party they've gone to, they're up here rubbing elbows and smoozing around all sorts of typical Washington liberals who think it's a foregone conclusion that Trump is unfit for the office he holds, that he's violated numerous laws, including, common decency, and needs to be gone.
So you're thinking that they've got a puncher's chance. They're not just doing this to add fuel to the fire of the rabid Democratic base. You think they actually have a chance of pulling this off, and he's going to be out of there before the election of next year?
Look, it's hubris. They think they have so much power and so much control that nobody who they don't approve of can actually be president of the United States.
Would it be good or bad? Trump really hasn't done much for us, that's for sure. I think the Democrats are worse, but really only marginally. So if you look at what has happened to dissident activists under the Trump regime, and you look at what has actually been accomplished across the board on his signature issues, you really could mistake this policy-wise, not rhetoric. His rhetoric is pretty good, but policy-wise, this could be the Jeb Bush or the Marco Rubio presidency. And then we saw just, the other day where Trump, of course, redirected defense spending to the border wall. Well, now the Republicans have
in the Senate have voted to override his veto.
So if he gets impeached, I mean, what are we really losing? I mean, he hasn't really. Now, it's one thing. Is he truly fighting these people and they're outmaneuvering him, or is he just pretending to fight knowing that they're going to stop?
The thing about the border wall funding is really a good benchmark for this, because overriding a presidential veto just happens to require a two-thirds majority of the Senate, just like impeachment does. So we'll see how many people in the Republicans in the Senate would try to override the expected veto by President Trump of his plans to raid the defense budget in order to build a fence.
Well, you know, the Republicans, you can expect so-called Republicans like Mitt Romney to vote with the left and turn away money.
There are many more than that.
But you had Rand Paul. Hear this guy again. Mr. Principal. He's going to die on his principles. He's going to stand on principle no matter if it costs him his children's future. He's going to be principled, by God. Well, this is what we... Rand Paul was one of these people who did it, too. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperform gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, so Trump may or may not be impeached. At the end of the day, it looks like the world's going to keep spinning and the border's going to continue to be unguarded and the left is going to continue to advance, whether he's in there or not, because that's what we've been privy to for the last 3 years of his administration. Now, Keith, we've got to get on this UN summit climate change deal with Greta Thunberg.
Let me make one last comment.
But I want to ask you this as you make that comment. Do make that last comment. make it quickly. But I got to ask you, the thing that really spawned this whole deal with Trump was this unbeknownst whistleblower, and they still won't release his identity. I mean, this guy, boy, this guy's got the scoop you gotta hear, and he's the new deep throat. Tell us what you think about this so-called whistleblower that's going to bring the house down.
Basically, he doesn't have any hard evidence on which to base this on. He is instinctively opposed to Trump for all the regular liberal reasons. He's a member of the deep state. He's one of these operatives. And he's not the type of person that, you know, any honest finder of fact would put much faith in. Now, on the other hand, we're dealing with some mentally deranged people, people deranged by Trump derangement syndrome on the other side. I think it's going to be a lot closer thing. His impeachment is going to be a much closer thing than a lot of people realize. And the stakes couldn't be higher because the left has talked itself so far out to the left now that if they do get it, we will be paying reparations, for example. All this stuff that we thought, you know, was the stuff of fevered nightmares and whatnot is going to be the reality that we face when the Democrats get back in charge of the presidency and have control of both houses of Congress. Well, it's going to be Katie bar the door.
They're going to get back one way or another. Whether it's going to be if they impeach him, if he loses re-election, or even if he stays in four more years, the advancement, the forward march of the left has continued on Trump's watch, unabated.
Well, the last 4 years,
it's worsened.
Let's say that Trump does get re-elected. Well, the next 4 years will be a feverish search to find the next Trump. But the guy that will not just talk the talk, but walk the walk.
Well, there
as
isn't
well.
A guy out there. There's no guy out there. I mean, Trump has never kowtowed to the media. I will give him that. And there's not even another guy that would even do that much.
He short-circuited the media by using social media, by twittering. Everything he says doesn't have to go through the filter of the mainstream media the way that everything that George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush said.
There's not going to be another guy that has Trump's attributes, this made-for-TV persona, a billionaire, self-funded. He had universal name
recognition. Brash and cocky and not worried about what other people think about him.
And even though he hasn't done anything policy-wise, he has stood toe-to-toe with the media. Nobody else is going to do that, not for this incessant beating. I mean,
Look at Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon was supposedly this conservative avatar, but he wasn't. He was a member of the swamp, and when the swamp came out against him, he tucked his tail and meekly said, "I'm sorry," and resigned from office.
Now, Buchanan did it, but Buchanan was never president. And by the way, about Buchanan, you know, our third quarter fundraising drive is rapidly coming to a close. Only two more days, gang. This is your last chance, gang. To get in $100 or more contribution to TPC, you're going to get two of our favorite interviews with Pat on this show. And you know where we do this thing during the quarterly fundraising drives where we read the cities from which we've received all of our support? You like that, don't you? I like that too. Well, we're not doing that tonight. We'll do that next week. We're going to do that next week. But I continue to marvel. I love you folks so much. Buchanan, the word Buchanan, the name Buchanan made me think about that. To remind you that our quarterly fundraising drive does end on September 30th. So
when does it
get September 30th. So please get in your support. Now, this whole thing with the whistleblower he's basically saying that Trump may have done what Joe Biden boasted of doing. And anyway. But, okay, Keith, we've got to get onto this, and we only have about 5 minutes to do it. Now, in the third hour, when Jack Ryan is on to close the show in the third hour, his normal time slot, he's going to be talking about Greta Thunberg as well. But first, tell us about this UN climate change deal and the star of the show, according to the global media.
Well, it's just like the Parkland children redo, okay? It's like the left's new improved version of the children's crusade that happened back, during the times of the crusaders when they thought they were going to defeat the Muslims and regain the Holy Land by having a bunch of innocent children come in and people were going to just fall all over themselves, guilt stricken, and let them in. Instead, all these children wound up getting into harems or being slaughtered by the Muslims. Now, Greta is, I mean, she looks younger than 16 to me. She looks more like she's 12. And she rants on like a harpy. And she is obviously been psychologically conditioned in a bad way to take this role.
She's supposed to be this savant that is educating us all on so-called climate change. All she's doing is just vomiting back up everything that her school teachers told us.
Yeah, she's been brainwashed and programmed. She's like a Manchurian candidate.
So what's so uplifting and revelatory? What revelations is she bestowing upon us?
They're channeling the children's crusade. They're trying to say, you know, if you won't listen to us adults, then wisdom comes from the mouth of children.
Well, so she gave this speech at the UN climate summit, and boy, they had this picture of her when Trump walked in. She was scowling. Well, she's always scowling because she's always angry. She's a very angry, mean-spirited person. She's 16 years old, so I'm not
going to. 16 going on 12, and she is, you know. Well, apparently, this is her whole life now. Is climate change is her life? That's 16-year-old girls ought to be thinking about other things besides climate.
Well, things that actually exist and are real. But anyway, she scowled when the president walked past her, and I don't particularly care for Trump. Trump's never done anything for me. If anything, he's jacked with me. You know, he's denounced me his campaign. Donald Trump Jr.
peed on your leg and told you it's raining.
You know, so we've had some history with them that, you know, but I'm all for the cause. If he can do something good for our nation and our people, then I'm going to support him regardless of what he says about me. And anyway,
and all he does is make all the right enemies. That's the best thing that we can say.
But she scowled when he walked past, and that picture spawned. It's like Helen of Troy launched 1,000 ships. That launched 1,000 articles, and all this adoring adulation over this.
She's a combination between the Children's Crusade and Joan of Arc.
You're right about them being like the Parkland kids, because that incident, the Parkland shooting in Florida, spawned another instant e-celeb in the media, David Hogg, who is probably the most obnoxious person.
Hogg's illegitimate grandson.
Probably David Hogg is probably the most obnoxious human I've ever had the misfortune of
another
reading
preening
about.
Liberal, just like Greta.
But they're not saying anything that we aren't told by the adults. They're just saying it as children.
It's just old wine and new wineskins.
But they're so obnoxious. They're so obnoxious. And there's something about the left that just makes you look angry and look ugly. And, you know, leftism, liberalism rots you from the inside out. That poisoning that it does of your soul manifests itself on your outward appearance.
I think I figured it out. What it is if you oppose a child, then you are a mean-spirited, you know, character right out of Dickens, you know, like Mr. Micawber or something like this. And they feel that they can use that negativity against the opponents of climate change.
Well, let's talk about that very quickly. And by the way, I know that there one of our UK listeners in the UK was talking about how they were having these little kids barely old enough to hold up their placards. And they were out there with these, you know, things their teachers obviously wrote for them, holding up these signs about climate change. I mean, you're talking about kindergartners. And he said that, you know, those teachers want to be horsewhipped. But anyway, let's talk about climate change very quickly. Fact or fiction, Keith?
It's fiction. Look, we've had all sorts of climate change. There were glaciers as near as Illinois in the North American continent at one point in time or another, probably several points in time. But there were not internal combustion engines. There was not human activity that was spawning all this. And furthermore, if there is any human activity that is contributing to the problem, that human activity is taking place in China and in the subcontinent of India, not in America, not in Western Europe.
Well, I read, you know,
not
I read
in Eastern Europe.
I read something in a scientific trade journal that said that Spanish colonization of the Americas, of Central and South America, caused climate change.
Go figure. You know. If they dislike something, it's the root of all evil. It's the source of everything that ails us.
It's like the judges
do. In other words, white people, it's not just people. Truth be known, they want to get it down to the point that it's white people that have caused this calamity to be visited upon us of climate change. And we have to somehow just punish white people, even though the real culprits are non-white people from the subcontinent of India or China. But that's a bridge too far. They're not going to delve into that. But, you know, all of the pollution, the bad pollution that's happening on the planet nowadays is not happening in the Anglosphere. That'd be the United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia. places like that. It's not happening in Europe. It's not even happening in Northern Asia. It's happening in the subcontinent of India and China. That's where you have, for example, the Yellow River has no fish in it now because they've polluted it to such an extent.
Well, in India, it's just all plastic bottles. I mean, clogging up the entire river system.
That one peninsula, the Indian subcontinent, has over 1 billion people on it. And, of course, the ones who are the smartest are all trying to get their immigrant visas or
refugee status. Did Greta mention anything about that?
Oh, no. She's probably totally oblivious to that, totally unaware of it. And if she did know about it, she wouldn't care because she's internalized this anti-white zeitgeist of the left.
Angry, mean-spirited liberals is nothing new.
Another
we'll be back, though.
Of the political cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.